Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Millions of Americans across the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are getting slammed by snow today.
That's the sound of shoveling in New York City, which could see the most snow it has gotten in some 2 years. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
You'll be seeing snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour.
Plus, all of this is happening the day before Valentine's Day. And Michael Devlin at the Frugal Flower in Sudbury, Massachusetts, says the snow is a problem on this busy day.
It plays a significant role as far as doing deliveries, you know.
Allison Keys, CBS News.
Schools in Boston and New York were closed today, and New York tried to go remote, but its public schools chancellor said it failed due to tech issues. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's in good condition after getting hospitalized for a bladder issue. CBS's Matt Piper has the latest.
Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says he should be back home tonight.
We anticipate Secretary Austin will be released from the hospital later today, so we will provide an update on when that occurs and when he resumes his full duties and functions.
The 70-year-old Austin was taken into critical care on Sunday and had transferred his duties to his deputy.
The Dow tanked today on Wall Street, losing more than 500 points. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
The stock market was slammed by the stronger-than-expected January Consumer Price Index reading, which showed inflation remaining well above the Fed's 2% target. That has now pushed the odds of the first rate cut from the central bank to June, and rate cut hopes have largely fueled the stock market's recent rally, which has lifted the Dow and S&P 500 to record highs over the past week.
Thousands of flight attendants are rallying at major airports today. Melissa Osborne represents Alaska Airlines flight attendants in San Francisco and says they want higher pay.
Some of us haven't had contracts or raises for the last 5 years, and it's really important that we show our solidarity because all airlines are in the same boat.
Pilots got a big bump with new contracts last year. Tomorrow, rideshare drivers plan to protest in time for Valentine's Day. WBBM's Carolina Garibay reports.
In Chicago, rideshare drivers are expected to rally at the O'Hare International Airport rideshare waiting lot. They say they will turn off their apps and not pick up passengers. They're demanding fair wages and better security.
That also means that if you plan to order dinner from any of these apps, you may be out of luck. As for gifts, analysts say people will spend a lot on loved ones this year. The National Retail Federation says Americans will shell out close to $26 billion on flowers, cards, and candy. That's an average of about $185 a person. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Radio keeps your community informed.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers' own proposed district boundaries for the state legislature are on their way to his desk after passing both houses of the state legislature this afternoon. Evers has said he'd sign the bill, which could effectively resolve the MAPS lawsuit before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Advocates say it would take $53 billion to modernize election systems across the country.
We've been working to try to get more consistent and predictable funding from Congress to help support local administrators to get the resources they need and help modernize the election infrastructure that's super outdated in most of the jurisdictions.
Sunwoo Oh is with the progressive nonprofit group Stand Up America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
High school hockey tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The WIAA Boys and Girls State High School Hockey Tournaments begin in locations across the state. Later this week will be the regionals, followed by the sectionals. The finalists will head to Middleton, Wisconsin at the end of the month for the state finals. The Wisconsin Girls Hockey Tournament, 23 years old. The boys in its 54th year. NBA, the Bucks getting it together with another win. This time 112-95 over the Denver Nuggets in five-serve form. Marquette's men's basketball learned that they're now now rank fifth in the nation. They are looking for their eighth win in a row in a rematch at Butler. Wisconsin is at home against Ohio State. The Badgers looking to snap a four-game losing streak that cost them in the rankings, dropping from 11th to 20th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
As I told the team the other day, you want your shooting percentage to go up, take better shots. It's not, we're not unveiling anything here super scientific. Just get good shots.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow, warmer with highs in the low 40s. Some rain developing tomorrow night, mixing with snow into Thursday morning, a dusting possible, then some clearing Thursday afternoon, high upper 30s and breezy. It's 28 degrees right now.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Fat Tuesday, Wisconsin. This is a big day. It's a big day for Catholics and people who want to overdo it on a Tuesday. It's a big day. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. I don't know if you got snow where you are, but when I was driving down here tonight from my humble abode, it was like blizzard conditions for like 4 minutes. I almost turned around. I almost told Conrad he was on his own tonight, but I didn't do it because I'm a gamer. Anyway, yeah, it was like a blizzard and it just cleared up instantly. It was crazy. So I don't know what it's like in your part of the state. Hope you're having a great night. We're going to Nightlight here for a couple hours. It will be fun. I got great guests tonight. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. This is one of those weird winter equinoxes where Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday fall on the same day. I'm totally making that up. But this is Fat Tuesday. And if you're Catholic, I was raised Catholic. I'm still kind of Catholic. I do give up stuff for Lent. I'm planning on it. I have till midnight to decide what I'm doing. But it's a big day. So if you're Catholic, we want to hear from you tonight. Let us know what you're giving up for Lent. But our question tonight is, how do you celebrate Fat Tuesday? Or what are you giving up for Lent? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. I got the finger tonight driving here. I don't know what happened, folks. I don't know what happened to our beloved Northeast Wisconsin. We're broadcasting from downtown Green Bay, by the way, statewide. So, but I'm talking Northeast Wisconsin. So the rest of you spread around the state. You think everyone's so nice and friendly up here. And for the most part, we are. But I was in the right lane. And a truck is next to me. And I'm slowly passing the truck on the right. The truck would not get out of the way. I'm not going to do 90. So this idiot in an SUV from 2005 can get around me. You're not that important, dude. So I took my time, but I got by the truck. Car comes up behind me, passes me on the left, gives me the finger, not the trucker. I was in the right lane the whole time. Yeah, I lived in very big cities my life. In my life. And I, moving here 10 years ago, I thought, oh, this, you know, it's cheaper to live. The people are so nice. It's going to be much more. And I'm a city guy. I love cities. But I, when I came here, I was prepared to say goodbye to the rudeness of big cities. But I got to tell you, drivers in Northeast Wisconsin have gotten really douchey. And you're crazy to begin with if you give someone the finger nowadays. You don't know who I am. I am crazy, but I'm not like dangerous crazy. But it's insane. Why would you give someone the finger? You never know what, you know. I should point out I was driving a golf cart.
Is that street legal?
It's street legal. Close. It was a hybrid. But anyway, it's crazy. You give the finger, Conrad? Would you give the finger to someone?
I don't do that, no.
No way.
There's a certain courtesy, I think. And
yeah.
No matter what you're going through, you shouldn't be doing that.
I agree. You kind of give someone the look. You give them like the half look, like to let them know you know they're driving like a jackass. And then you look back. Like, I recognize your ass jackery, but I'm not going to confront you. I'm not going to stare you down. What are we going to do? Like ram cars together? Like it's an episode of Lethal Weapon? That doesn't make any sense. Kind of unnerving, though. You don't expect that. I never expected that in Northeast Wisconsin. You know what? Later in the week, Conrad, remind me to tell my one other crazy driving story.
Okay.
Near the town of O'Connell. This happened about 25 years ago on my way to a stand-up gig. We don't have time for it now. We have too much to get to. But I want to tell that story because maybe that was like some foreshadowing of where driving was headed. You tailgate, Conrad?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, I'm talking about tailgating at a sports game.
No. I mean, you get right up behind someone. Yeah.
I get so mad when people do that to me, so I don't do it to other people.
Drives me crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, especially when you're going like 80. You're like, I don't want to go any faster, man, all right? Just go around me.
I'm not here to serve you because you didn't leave enough time to deliver meals on wheels or go to the post office or whatever you're doing.
I think it's the best part when they're going that fast and they're driving in a Prius.
Right. which is me, basically. But I don't tailgate. I just calm down. You're not that important. I can't imagine you have anywhere to be that's that important that you're going to risk getting into a fight on the road. All right, moving on. So, are you going to celebrate Fat Tuesday? Conrad is here to take your text, as always.
Yes.
He's here tonight. We want to hear from you. We always love interacting with people throughout the course of the show and all day long. You can text Conrad 24/7.
Here's his
phone number. That's our question tonight. How do you celebrate Fat Tuesday? Or what are you giving up for Lent? You can answer either one. There's this great comic called John Knight out of Pittsburgh. I worked a Pittsburgh Funny Bone with him in like 1995. And John had a joke about all the priests getting together on Tuesday night and playing poker and smoking cigars. The idea being that they had to smoke a lot of cigars to make the ashes for Ash Wednesday. And he called it Poker Tuesday. So that's John Knight. So, you know what we didn't get, Conrad? This is so, oh my gosh. I got so caught up in other stuff for this show. We have a lot of show tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we definitely do. Great guests.
And here I am rambling about getting the finger. Like, who cares? Our guests tonight are Alexandra Freeman. Alexandra works for Wisconsin Matchmaking. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. It is the holiday of love. Alexandra's going to give us advice on how to find the one. I've already found the one. Conrad is still in the process of looking.
Maybe she can help me.
Maybe she can help you. That's why I booked her. This is my Christmas present.
I appreciate
to you.
That.
Get some free advice on the air here. At Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here to talk movies at 8:05. And then Jan Zanka and Melissa Priller from the Dallas String Quartet. They are in Wisconsin for the next two nights. They'll be in La Crosse tomorrow night at the Viterbo Auditorium. I've already lost my notes. And then the following night at the Wausau at the Grand Opera. Grand Opera. Look at me making stuff up. They'll be in Wausau. In a facility. But I highly recommend Google Dallas String Quartet. They are really fun. They mix like classical and rock music. It's just, and I'm very excited to interview them. But so fun show. Alexandra Freeman coming up in about 10 minutes to talk about love. Love in the Dairy State. That's what she does. That's what her outfit does. They find people love. And I think that's very sweet. The Wedding Singer was released on this day. Did you know that, Conrad?
I did not know.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it was funny. That was, I think that was Adam Sandler trying to go from silly Billy Madison, happy slapstick, whatever it was, to The Wedding Singer, like kind of more of an adult role where he wasn't doing that underbite.
Yeah.
He was acting more like himself. And they cast Drew Barrymore. She's great. The two of them, it was a very well done movie. Birthdays today. Tennessee Ernie Ford. He sings the song 16 Tons, which you can hear in so many movies. I never knew anything about him, but I've seen so many movies where you hear that. You lug 16 tons. What do you got that queued up, Conrad? Let's hear a little bit of Tennessee Ernie Ford on his birthday.
Sure.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
That's catchy.
Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's
and great
weak
for movies like on the jukebox in the background, you know?
16 tons. What do you get? Another day older than
Tennessee Ernie Ford. And he's got a cool nickname. How do you like that? So, Tennessee Ernie Ford, it was his birthday today. He's long since passed away. The Wedding Singer. Let's fire up that Wedding Singer clip. Do we have time for that? You know what? No. We're going to pivot here already.
Okay.
The Super Bowl is still very close in our rear view. And this is, I don't break much news on this show. In fact, I don't really break any. But I do try to deliver you guys showbiz-related material, stuff you can watch, stuff we talk about. This made headlines all over the place. Travis Kelce ran into and bumped into Andy Reid, his coach, which you just don't do in professional sports. It's not cool. And I somehow, don't ask me how I did it, folks, but I obtained the actual audio of what was said. Andy Reid told everybody that Travis Kelce was mad that he was not in the game. We have the actual audio that I obtained, and we are playing it here on Nightlight for the first time. Let's roll that audio. This is not for sensitive ears, folks.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game. I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Come on, you guys, break it up.
Chill.
Wow. That is, I mean, I could have been seriously hurt trying to obtain that audio. That is just, I'm not saying it's like a Secret Service thing, but nobody wanted that out. Nobody wants to see nude selfies of Andy Reid.
Yeah.
He's not really nude. He's got the mustache. But, you know, I mean, that was a Nightlight exclusive, folks. We may have to play that again at some point during the broadcast, Conrad. Alexander Freeman coming up in just a few minutes. And Rob Thomas will be along at 8:05 in the Dallas String Quartet. They are awesome. We'll play a little teaser of them, too, of their work. They're going to be in La Crosse and in Wausau. And we got to get to the bottom of this Andy Reid Travis thing. This is the kind of, you do not send nude selfies to someone, to your player or friend's girlfriend. Am I right, Conrad? That's off limits, right?
Of course.
Yeah. I would never do that. I just want you to know that because we're friends. I would send them to you, but I would never send them to your girlfriend. All right. We got a lot to break down here. Coming up next, we're going to talk Wedding Singer. And we're going to hear a little of the Dallas String Quartet. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Shaw, WAUK. Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Pearl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. The Todd Alba Outlaw Show.
You look at Taylor Swift, she fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. Our first text of the night to our show. First nightlight text of the night is a friend of mine who refuses to text on the text line and says for Lent he is giving up church. Okay. All right. Let's I hope you can stick to that. That's tough. We broke a story tonight and very proud of this. I think we need to hear that again, Conrad. This is Andy Reid and Travis Kelce on the sideline during that brouhaha during the Super Bowl. Don't ask me how I did it, folks. I have sources, and we obtained the actual audio. Conrad, let's hear that again.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game. I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Fuck you guys, break it up.
Chill.
Oh, that's unsettling. Well, you heard it here first, folks. We don't break many stories here, but that doesn't mean we can't. How do you celebrate Fat Tuesday, and what are you giving up for Lent? That's tonight's question, and you can let us know at 844-967-2789, or text us on the app. The Civic Media app is so easy to use. We are on statewide, so you just click on any station, and there's a little text icon right there, and let us know how you plan to address Lent. And if you're not... Look, I mean, if you're not Catholic, that's fine. I'm just, you can tell us Fat Tuesday is like a Mardi Gras thing, too. That's New Orleans. So, are you headed to New Orleans? How are you going to celebrate Fat Tuesday? Doesn't have to be a religious thing. Let us know what you're thinking. This is also National Pancake Day. You like pancakes, Conrad?
I think pancakes are the best breakfast food, but not... But not for healthy-wise.
You got, like, speechless there talking about pancakes. But not... Well, they can't... You can put, like, walnuts in them or flaxseed or something.
I mean, that still doesn't make them great.
You can put the stuff in that doesn't...
Because you put the syrup on it and the butter and...
That's true.
But I actually like peanut butter on mine.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
How does that...
It tastes really good with the syrup, peanut butter, gosh, and the pancakes.
People do that?
At least I do it. It's really good.
No kidding. I never heard of that before.
I also do it with waffles, too.
Peanut butter.
Yeah.
I like to put pancakes on my waffles. And then I load it up with syrup. It's also National Cheddar Day. I assume they mean cheese. That's exciting. So there you go. Hey, let's play. Our guest in the second part of hour number two tonight is the Dallas String Quartet. They mix classical and rock music, and they are coming to Wisconsin. They'll be in La Crosse tomorrow night and Wausau the following evening. And we have a little teaser clip here from the Dallas String Quartet. Go ahead, Conrad. That is cool. A little bit of Trans-Siberian Orchestra there, but more string-centered, which I like. And their lead singer, I assume that's Melissa. She just really rocks with the violin. They're fun. Excited to interview them later. And I understand you can still get tickets for tomorrow night or Thursday night in Wausau. So it's also Stockard Channing's birthday today. I believe she turns 80. She famously played Rizzo in Grease. And she's kind of like the tough, she looks like she's about 35 in the role, but she looks, she's just kind of like the tough girl. And she dates Kanicki. And this is kind of a fun, kind of a sad scene for the news she finds out, but also funny how quickly word travels. Because she and I think the girl, the character's name is Marty, are leaving the concession stand. And she tells this news to Marty. And then they go their separate ways. And by the time Rizzo gets to her car, Kanicki has found out the news about how word travels fast in teen circles. Let's play that clip, Conrad.
What's with you tonight?
I feel like a defective typewriter.
Huh?
I skipped a period.
Do you think you're PG?
I don't know, big deal.
Was it Kanicki?
No, you don't know the guy.
Oh, hey, Riz, look. Look, Riz, it's okay. I caught Vince Fontaine trying to put aspirin on my Coke at the dance.
Hey, Marty, you ain't gonna tell nobody about this, right?
Oh, sure, Riz. Look, I'll take it to the grave, okay? Coming through, coming through. Come on, lady with the baby.
What's up?
Hey, Rizzo got a bun in the oven. Rizzo,
I hear you're knocked up.
You do, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, good news really travels fast.
Why don't you tell me about it?
What's it to you?
I thought I might be able to do something.
You did enough.
I don't want to wait for my mistakes.
Hey, don't worry about it, Kanicki. It was somebody else's mistake.
Thanks a lot, kid.
Anytime.
That's hilarious. A brutal scene, but hilarious. Conrad, have you ever seen Grease?
Yeah, I have, but like half paid attention. I don't know. It's not my cup of tea for movies.
Not your cup of tea? Have you ever given it a chance?
Well, I watched it, so that's a chance.
Okay. That's fair. You kind of sounded non-committal there, like you didn't.
Yeah, it was. I was half interested. I guess I should watch it again fully interested. But
did you like the music?
I don't even remember the music.
Oh my god! Some of the most memorable music in movie history, and you don't remember the music. It's got great music, and that's a funny scene. But Stockard Channing turns 80 today, and she was 52 in that movie, playing a high school senior. So, we got a text, don't we?
Yes. Are you sure that clip wasn't played? Or
what clip?
The text. Are you sure that clip that you played wasn't Travis Kelce talking to Brett Favre? P.S. Love the show, Jimmy K.
Jimmy K. from the 608. Is that an inside joke? I don't get that.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I guess maybe Brett Favre. Yeah,
was acting creepy.
Yeah,
that's right. That's a great text. Yeah. And he's not above that. That was so weird. I remember when those photos circulated. I was like, God, really? And what is it like? Like, you're like one of the biggest Packer fans I know, Conrad. Is the creep factor going to go away? Like, people love Jordan Love.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really likable guy. Aaron Rodgers was too for a long time. And I'm not saying he's not now, but he definitely took a turn there somewhere. It just got kind of strange. But do you think Jordan Love is the real deal?
I think he's the real deal.
He would never text nude selfies of Andy Reid to Travis Kelce's girlfriend. All right, that's a great text. Jimmy K from the 608. Love it. Okay, in just a couple minutes, we have advice for you. You are not going to want to miss this. This is very exciting. We have a love expert who is about to join the show, and she is going to give us tips for Valentine's Day. You can tell us what your Valentine's Day plans are, too. Let us know. 844 967-2789. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Coming up next, love advice on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire.
The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief just in the U.S. House a short time ago.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213.
The resolution is adopted.
After failing once, House Republicans on a second try vote to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. A nor'easter plows through the Northeast. CBS News Boston reporter Louisa Mueller is in Scituate, Massachusetts.
No, it does not feel light and fluffy. It feels like little pinpricks on my cheeks.
There has been one storm-related death in Pennsylvania. Polls close in less than a half hour in the special election in which Democrat Tom Suozzi and Republican Mozzie Phillip are competing to replace George Santos, who was expelled from the House. New York City Mayor Eric Adams
saying, DSNY made sure that the sites were clear so that people get to the polls and exercise their constitutional and democratic right to vote.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is asking two healthcare systems not to close two hospitals and several clinics in western Wisconsin. Baldwin tells HSHS and Prevea she doesn't want patients left without healthcare options. The two systems have announced plans to close hospitals in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a number of clinics around western Wisconsin. Life is getting better in Wisconsin state prisons, but Governor Evers admits there's room for improvement. Evers recently toured Waupun and Green Bay after partially lifting the lockdowns in November.
I saw people outside of their cells doing some of the recreation things, some of the learning things that are going on there. I saw good things happening.
Evers on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 20s. More sunshine than clouds for tomorrow, warmer with highs in the low 40s. Some rain developing tomorrow night, mixing with snow into Thursday morning, a dusting possible, then some clearing Thursday afternoon, high upper 30s and breezy. It's 28 degrees right now.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers. They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allbo Show.
Civic Media and The Shaw 101 FM presents
the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series
featuring Iron Plow.
We are the
Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, The Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Share hope, find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live throughout the state of Wisconsin from our City Deck Landing Studios here at WGBW in beautiful downtown Green Bay. It's the night before Valentine's Day, folks. This is exciting. Do you have big plans? You got something special going on? Let us know. We'd love to know. That's our question for tonight. We actually have two questions. What are your plans for Valentine's Day, and what are you giving up for Lent? My friend says he's giving up church. You can let us know either. You can chime in on anything we're talking about, though, as always, here on Nightlight at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be along shortly to talk movies, and then the Dallas String Quartet will be along. They're playing Wisconsin the next two nights. They are going to stop in for an interview. That will be fun. Right now, it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight an actual matchmaker from Wisconsin Matchmaking, Alexandra Freeman. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello, Pete. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. It's the night before Valentine's Day. I've been married for years, so I don't really need your help, but Conrad might.
Yeah.
So it's great to have you here. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Well, this doesn't let you off the hook, Pete. You know, just because you're married doesn't mean you don't have to go out for Valentine's Day.
Oh, believe me, I'm not going to, like, you know, pull a Homer Simpson and run to the mini mart down the street and get one of those lame chocolate box things. I know you wouldn't approve of that, I'm sure.
I would not.
So, Alexandra, tell us a little bit about what you do. The company is called Wisconsin Matchmaking, correct?
Yes, that is my company.
Okay.
We've been in operation for over 12 years now.
Oh, no kidding. And you're Wisconsin-based, so are you out of Madison or Milwaukee?
We're in Madison.
Okay. And what is your title there? Like, what are your duties within the company?
Well, I am the co-founder and co-owner.
Very nice.
And we actually operate all across the U.S., but we have a base as well in Madison.
Okay, very cool. So how do you, I have to ask this. What makes you, and I'm not trying to be confrontational, what makes you an aficionado or an expert on pairing people? What made you think you could do that? Because everybody tries to set up their friends. You made it a business. What made you think you had that skill?
Nerve, mainly.
I imagine you would have to have that. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I knew from a young age I wanted to help people. I just didn't know how. My mother's a social worker.
Okay.
So I grew up learning kind of compassion and understanding people. And when I got out of high school, I was like, what can I do with this? And matchmaking was what called me.
Very
nice. I've spent the last 12 years just focusing on that, learning as much as I can and helping people.
So I noticed someone on your website had a background in psychology too. Is that, and you have quite a big team, I would say. Is that play into it, or is it more of a social, is it more of just kind of being a sensitive person and understanding other people's needs?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Now, of course, things that I don't specialize in, I love to bring in other people to teach me about or to help with, consult with. But in the end, I think the base of anything when it comes to dating or love or helping people find love is compassion,
right,
and treating each person like an individual.
That's a good answer. Do you get more, are you more busy on holidays or building up to holidays like Valentine's Day or Sweetest Day?
I would say that Valentine's Day, obviously we get an uptick, but around the holidays like Christmas or anything like that, it tends to actually slow down. And then afterwards, once people actually see how the holidays went, then they reach out.
They realize how lonely they were and they want companionship.
Yeah, it starts out on a high, and then afterwards when they have that carb crash, they're like, wait, maybe I was lonely.
So then they go to the gym to lose the holiday pounds, and then they look for someone again. It's a vicious cycle, it sounds like.
A little bit. We hope to break the cycle when they call me, but I can only do what I can do.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you, okay, so is it sort of like with a therapist, like when people come to see you or come to see people that work with you, Are they curious about your own personal life? How do you balance that? Because they probably want to know that you're in a stable relationship or that the people they're getting advice from know what they're talking about without divulging too much about their personal lives.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's a bit of a balance. I'm always happy to share my stories and my experiences if it's helpful to a client. But just like a therapist, like you said, not every psychiatrist you're going to has the same issue that you have, but that doesn't mean they can't help you with it.
Okay, that's a good point. Are there certain demographics that a company like yours works with? Are you hoping for the guy in a pair of high tops and a tank top or with a mullet, or are you looking for upscale, or will you service anybody?
We tend to take on upscale clients. That tends to be our demographic, just how it works out. But we also run a pretty active database that's open to anybody. So anybody can reach out and we'll see what we can do.
That's pretty cool. Now, is it expensive, or how, are people going to break the bank with this kind of service, or do you have different packages?
So for being an actual working client with me, the packages are quite expensive because we have a limited client list. But then there's also options where you can be a part of our database, and there is no cost to that.
Okay. And do you ever work with someone, Alexander, where you're like, this person I can already tell has absolutely no hope in any relationship? And if so, what do you do?
I think that there's always hope for somebody. It just sometimes perhaps it's out of my skill range and I might have to refer them out for what's ever needed to get them on the right track.
You need to bring in a team.
Yeah, we may maybe some therapy and come back to me in a few months.
Go do this training program and then check back in.
Dating boot camp.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's a great idea. Let's go halves on that. I want a taste of this.
Yeah, I'll call you.
Yeah, I bet you will. You just stole my idea, didn't you? Conrad, take a memo. We need to copyright.
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. So Alexander, like, are there, when you work for a company like yours, are you ever tempted, like, are you ever looking through profiles and you're like, ooh, man, I want to keep this one for myself?
Well, it's kind of hard. That's like asking like a teacher or a coach. You kind of have to mentally put them in the category of being like your child almost.
Okay.
Like, let me guide you. Let me help you. So you have to turn off that part of your brain that says, you know, I'm attracted to this person or not.
Okay. Good answer. My guest is Alexandra Freeman. She works with Wisconsin Matchmaking, and the website is wisconsinmatchmaker.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and where can people find out more information? Can you give them a quick talk about what they'll find at the website if they so choose?
Yeah, so if you visit that website or our associating website, wisconsinmatchmaking.com, both are available. They'll have information about the service, exactly what's on offer, and a link for a deeper consultation if you want more info.
Okay, and are you guys, how do you respond to, like, what would be the difference, say, between, I know some of these apps are just for hooking up and stuff like that, but sometimes people meet people over apps. Are they your competition, like Tinder or Hinge or Bumble?
Oh, absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, when you're on a dating app, you're doing all the work yourself. When you don't want to do all the work yourself, you come to me. So it's a completely different kind of thing. And honestly, if you can find love on dating apps, more power to you. You couldn't pay me and it's my job. So
tell us about some of your success stories on this eve of the great Valentine's Day.
Ooh, success stories. But what defines success? Because some clients are happy if I get them into a relationship the last 2 months, and other people are still hounding me because they're not married.
Oh,
so,
okay. Have you had, right? A lot of people that have been married?
Yes, I have had quite a few. I've been invited to one or two weddings even. I usually don't go. I want to let them maintain the mystery of the relationship, but we have had some success there.
So when you go, if you were invited to a wedding, are typically both people aware of you, or did you like coach this dude or this girl, or do you work with both of them?
So both people are aware of me. One person would have been my client, but when I'm presenting matches to that client, I always have a little interview with them beforehand to make sure if it's a good fit. So they know who I am. They've seen my face.
Okay. And what about some horror? Have there been any horror stories? Not through any fault of your own or your company, but sometimes people just don't get along. Do you have to sit through those stories as well?
Well, my favorite thing is that with anybody, there's three versions of reality: their version, my version, and the truth, right? Right. So my least favorite scenario to run into is I'm working with someone who I think seems like a nice person. They're going out on dates. And then the feedback I'm getting is, I hate this guy. Why did you send me out with them? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's so nice. He's so great. So you have to sit there and pick apart and you find out, okay, well, he's picking his nose at the dinner table. And that's a problem we need to discuss.
Wow. And he probably didn't mention that on his profile, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, we had to really dig into it to find that one out.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Does it come down to like things, matters of etiquette where people don't know which fork to use? Do you coach them on little things like that even?
You know, that really doesn't come up too much in the modern day. Even the fanciest of restaurants, honestly, there's just no need for that kind of deep etiquette training. In reality, it's just about being polite to your wait staff, being hygienic, and just being kind. And if you stick with those three things, I don't think you're going to go wrong.
I'm always hygienic, Alexandra. I will floss before a meal right at the table, so people know that I am one clean-cut dude. You have, your website talks about, and I like how you go into detail with this. You really put people at ease. It's like, it says, our search, screening, and interview process is thorough. Like, how thorough? Like, that almost seems like it would be intimidating. Like, are people like, is this like going through customs or getting searched by the TSA? Like, what are you guys dealing with here? And how deep do you go?
So it depends on the needs. Like, sometimes if I get a client who actually has genuine security needs, they work a government job, then we might be a bit more thorough when talking to someone. But on a lighter scale, it just means that we're going to go over your profile and you're going to talk to me over video or in person so okay. that I can confirm you are who you say you are.
And are the pictures pretty current for the most part? That's a big thing.
Well, when they know that they're going to have to go on a video call with me, then I get the current photos.
Have you ever thought about loaning your services to TV shows like Farmer Wants a Wife? Do you think you could help there?
Oh, I don't know. That's a whole niche, this TV matchmaking. I'm not sure if I'm cut for it.
Yeah, what is that? It should be like out of work actor in a cowboy hat and his wife. But okay, so last question for you. Your thoughts on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's relationship from an expert.
Oh, wow. See, you can't evaluate from afar. That's like asking a therapist to diagnose somebody, right? I think that in the reality, we only get a small sliver of any sort of picture, and it's between them what happens between them.
Wow, you are very diplomatic in your answers. I give you credit. I bet you're very good at what you do. One more thing. On this show, we talk about movies and TV. It's entertainment-based. What are you watching? What is Alexandra, when she's tired of looking at profiles and breaking things down, what do you do? What do you watch when you go home?
You're not going to like my answer because it's old Bollywood movies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong answer here. I haven't heard that before. That's interesting. What are you watching?
All the titles are in Hindi and they're all recommended to me by my business partner who is originally from India. So he basically just gives me a list and he says, watch this one. And I say, okay, sounds good.
Oh, that's so
my
cool.
favorite currently is Rang de Basanti.
Okay, I can't pronounce that, but that's yeah. really cool. No, Bollywood is a huge thing right now. It's really gained popularity. That's so cool. Alexandra, thanks so much for your time tonight. We wish you luck continuing with your... Conrad is going to fill out a profile, so look for that. Don't. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a great Valentine's Day, and thanks so much for being with us tonight on Nightlight.
You as well. Thanks for having me, Pete.
You got it. Anytime. That's Alexandra Freeman from Wisconsin Matchmaking. Check her out. Look at the website. Sounds like they have a pretty good success rate. So we will be right back with reading. We're going to read your text, and then we're going to get to the bottom of... You got that wedding singer thing lined up, Conrad?
I do.
All right. More coming up, and Rob Thomas in just a few minutes on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I don't know what I'd do without you, babe. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover. No, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes. I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say...
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
African-American soldiers have participated in every major U.S. war, but often served with only black troops. The 1948 President Harry Truman signed an executive order that integrated the United States Armed Forces following the end of World War II. This action supported the rights of black soldiers and is still considered one of the earliest signs of desegregation. Today, more than 30% of the military is black. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Love, exciting and new, come aboard.
Welcome back. On the evening of one of the most romantic holidays there is, St. Valentine's Day. Conrad, I think we should set up a profile for you right now, my friend.
Live on air.
Live on air. That's exciting, listening to someone type.
All right, now I'm filling out my name.
Now I'm putting a picture up here from when I was 20 pounds lighter and I had a mustache. I've had all the hair from my back removed. We got some texts here from the 818 Bridget. Bridget hasn't texted in a while. I'm sharing a sweet treat with my honey on Valentine's Day. Well, that's very nice. The word honey is so... I almost made a bad joke there, sweet, but it's just a great word. From the 715, new or unrecognized texter. Love those. Going to try to give up social media for Lent. Good luck with that, 715. You think you could do that, Conrad?
Giving up social media?
Yeah, for 40 days.
I really don't think I can't because we're social media based here. So
we are social media based, and that's where you're going to find all your new dates when you sign up at WisconsinMatchmaking.com. You're going to need to check your phone. We're going to see if we can. I don't even know. Like, are you ready? Would you want to be in a relationship and maybe just a relationship and not a marriage yet? You're a pretty young guy.
Yeah, I'm not really looking for anything like that right now.
Okay. Be sure and tell people that. Conrad is not looking for love, ladies and gentlemen. So I know you like his voice and he's got a good laugh. Here is from the 920. Christy is texting in. We love Christy. Convoy and Todd are the best producers ever.
Well, thank you, Christy.
And then here's Christy, a separate text, blowing a kiss. You're gonna have to split that with Todd, Conrad. She called you Convoy too. I'm not disrespectful like that. Mine and when the mayor call you Convoy.
Well, they couldn't get my name right for the longest time, so I had to come up with something. I was like, you know what? Convoy is all right with me.
How is Conrad hard to get right? Honestly.
Well, they called me Brandon for the first couple days, so I'm just glad it's not Brandon anymore.
John was in here last night. We should have addressed this because I don't like that.
No, they can get my name right. It's just a funny nickname.
Is it hard to disseminate if they're calling you Conrad with a K or a C? Or do you not even go there?
Yeah, I think they would spell it with a C, yeah, to be honest, but you can't hear it over, you know, so.
That's okay. You know how I got back to him? I address Jim, the former mayor Jim. I spell his name G-I-M when I address him. So
there
even.
You go.
Also, Christy from the 920, don't let Mino sleep on that beautiful new couch. Christy's watching on the stream. That's awesome. We got the whole studio decorated here. We got a couch, some good night lighting for Nightlight. I don't know why John would have to sleep on the couch, Christy, because he lives awfully close.
Sometimes you just need something new.
He just needs something new. Here's a text from Papa Rico watching on the stream. I just eat, drink, and be merry. As for Lent, I don't know I clean the thing on the back of the dryer. Okay. I think he's joking. Nobody cleans that. Papa Rico, you're pulling our leg. So the movie Wedding Singer, keeping in our Valentine's Day theme, was released on this day, right?
Yeah.
And we have a clip from said movie, correct?
We do.
Let's play. And we've edited it like only we know how. So go ahead and roll that.
You don't know how much I need you. While you're near me, I don't feel blue. And when we kiss, I know you need me too. I can't believe I found a love that's so pure and true. But it all was gold.
Crap.
And when I think of you, Linda, I hope you
frickin'
joke. I hope you're glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please. On my knees.
I can't think of a song that makes me feel less like Valentine's Day than Adam Sandler and that raspy what have you. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie, Conrad? You seem to like just about all of them.
That's a tough... If I had to go with one, it would be Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, okay. We've played a couple clips from that movie, haven't we?
And Grown Ups as well. Those two are probably my favorite.
That's like barely... Some of the Adam Sandler movies are like all about Adam Sandler. Grown Ups is kind of like... Just, there's so much going on there with David Spade and Kevin James and the whole crew.
I love the movie because it's just all of his friends in a movie and it's so funny and so great.
You know, I get the appeal to that, but I don't like, to me it's like, okay, I get that you guys are all friends and it kind of takes me out of the movie a little bit.
Really?
A little bit, but like when I was younger or your age, I'm still in my excruciatingly late 20s. That's how Chevy Chase was, kind of, you know, sort of one eye to the camera, like we're just doing this. So I guess it's just one of those dealios. So a couple more texts here. This is Steve from the 920, Conrad's dad. On Valentine's Day, I will give in and watch a Hallmark movie with my wife. That's very sweet. Is your dad a good role model romantically for you, Conrad, without going into too much detail?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's nice. Thank you, Steve. That's a great idea. And I take it your mom likes Hallmark movies. I don't think I could get my wife to watch a Hallmark movie.
She likes all the Christmas ones. And
oh, that's nice. Very cool. And then Papa Rico again. I'm with Conrad. Happy Gilmore. Wow, so Papa Rico, I think, is much older.
Yeah. But he's, well, not much older.
He's on the Happy Gilmore bandwagon. That's awesome. Okay, so that's very cool. We're going to talk romance movies next with Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. We'll give you some good suggestions for Valentine's Day. We just had a great conversation with Alexander Freeman and her company, Matchmaking Wisconsin. If you're lonely, go check out the site and fill out a profile. Conrad's going to do it. He's going to find love by the weekend, folks. And this ain't no Tinder. The real deal. They'll pair you up so that next Valentine's Day, you will text in and thank me for introducing you to Wisconsin Matchmaking. Rob Thomas is next. This is Pete Schwabba on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.